USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C., the president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina. In other news,
authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides.
In California, the number keeps rising. At least 80 people killed in the wildfires and more than 900 people still missing. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
Mike Mohler is Cal Fire's Director of Communications.
As soon as we get a large fire like this, we dispatch what we call a watershed emergency response team. In anticipation of the weather, we create what we call inundation maps. We start to structure the hillsides so we do not get that runoff.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
In Denver, Colorado, one person killed, four hurt in a shooting in the downtown area. A police spokesman says the suspect still on the run.
At this time, we do not have a suspect in custody on this.
The shooting just a few blocks from Coors Field.
It's too early in the investigation right now to be able to say exactly what happened here and why.
Breaking news out of Chicago, where a police spokesman confirms a police officer shot at Mercy Hospital, the officer in critical condition. We have learned that the shooter has been killed. Changing gears now. Now, as we turn to the holiday getaway, many trying to get where they're going early. I checked out the scene at the nation's busiest airport, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta, Georgia. What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes, and tries to make them smile.
Gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say. He's four.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting some of our troops ahead of Thanksgiving. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
I want you to know that this coming Thanksgiving, we're thankful for you.
That's the Vice President as he stopped by Anderson Air Force Base in Guam for a Sunday visit with military service members and their families.
I hope you have taken note of the fact in the first 2 years of this administration, we made the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're rebuilding our military, we're restoring the arsenal of democracy, and we also included the largest pay raise for military personnel in nearly 10 years. And you all deserve every single thing.
Vice President Pence was heading home at the time from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in New Guinea.
Turning now to your money. So how much are you paying at the pump? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look at the national average ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday and long weekend ahead.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.